1 Samuel chapter 18. And it came to pass, when he had made an end of speaking to Saul, that the soul of Jonathan, Saul's son, was knit with the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul. And Saul took him that day, and would not let him return any more home to his father's house. Then Jonathan and David made a covenant, because he loved him as his own soul. And Jonathan stripped himself of the robe that was upon him, and gave it to David, and his clothes, even to his sword, and to his bow, and to his belt. And David went out wherever Saul sent him, and behaved himself wisely, and Saul set him over the men of war, and he was accepted in the sight of all the people, and also in the sight of Saul's servants. And it came to pass as they came, when David had returned from the slaughter of the Philistine, that the women came out of all cities of Israel, singing and dancing, to meet King Saul, with tambourines, with joy, and with instruments of music. And the women answered one another as they played, and said, Saul has killed his thousands, and David his 10,000s. And Saul was very angry, and the saying displeased him, and he said, They have ascribed to David 10,000s, and to me they have ascribed but thousands, and what can he have more but the kingdom? And Saul eyed David from that day and forward. And it came to pass in the morning, that the evil spirit from God came upon Saul, and he prophesied in the midst of the house. And David played with his hand, as at other times. And there was a spear in Saul's hand. And Saul cast the spear. Because he said, I will strike David even to the wall with it. And David avoided out of his presence twice. And Saul was afraid of David, because the Lord Jehovah was with him, and had departed from Saul. Therefore Saul removed him from his presence, and made him his captain over 1,000, and he went out and came in before the people. And David behaved himself wisely in all his ways. And the Lord Jehovah was with him. Therefore when Saul saw that he behaved himself very wisely, he was afraid of him. But all Israel and Judah loved David, because he went out and came in before them. And Saul said to David, Look, my elder daughter Merab, I will give her to you to be your wife, only be valiant for me, and fight the Lord's Jehovah's battles. Because Saul said, Do not let not my hand be upon him, but let the hand of the Philistines be upon him. And David said to Saul, Who am I? And what is my life, or my father's family in Israel, that I should be son-in-law to the king? But it came to pass at the time when Merab Saul's daughter should have been given to David, that she was given to Adriel the Meholathite to be his wife. And Michal Saul's daughter loved David, and they told Saul, and the thing pleased him. And Saul said, I will give him her, that she may be a snare to him, and that the hand of the Philistines may be against him. Therefore Saul said to David, You shall this day be my son-in-law in the one of the two. And Saul commanded his servants, saying, Commune with David secretly, and say, See. The king has delight in you, and all his servants love you, now therefore be the king's son-in-law. And Saul's servants spoke those words in the ears of David. And David said, Does it seem to you a light thing to be a king's son-in-law, since I am but a poor man, and lightly esteemed? And the servants of Saul told him, saying, This is what David said. And Saul said, This you shall say to David, the king does not desire any dowry, but 100 foreskins of the Philistines, to be avenged of the king's enemies. But Saul thought to make David fall by the hand of the Philistines. And when his servants told David these words, it pleased David well to be the king's son-in-law. And the days were not expired. Therefore David arose and went, he and his men, and killed of the Philistines 200 men. And David brought their foreskins, and they gave them in full amount to the king, that he might be the king's son-in-law. And Saul gave him Michal his daughter to be his wife. And Saul saw and knew that the Lord Jehovah was with David, and that Michal Saul's daughter loved him. And Saul was even more afraid of David, and Saul became David's enemy continually. Then the princes of the Philistines went forth. And it came to pass, after they went forth, that David behaved himself more wisely than all the servants of Saul. So that his name was highly admired.